好感謝主啊 ，Noah 他爸爸不在這裡，他幫手啊。
今天爸爸去了馬來西亞，所以今天我翻譯。
Noah 牧師現在在馬來西亞。
牧師現在在馬來西亞。
咁我哋今日咧都好高興，我哋有 Pastor Jim 在我哋當中為我哋正道。
今天是 Pastor Jim 為我們正道。
Noah 翻譯。
我帶師母，對，不是牧師，牧師不翻譯。
咁佢哋喺分享當中咧，你哋都一直為佢哋祈禱啦。
在大家分享當中，請為他們禱告。
感謝主啊。
感謝主。
Pastor Jim, we welcome you today.
我歡迎 Pastor Jim。
Praise God.
感谢主。
How many are glad to be in the house of God?
多少人预备在主的殿中？
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Let's keep our pastor in prayer as they travel.
大家都继续为牧师祷告。
That everything goes well and in their ministry there.
让一切都平安在他们的服事当中。
Praise God. Last week we had Easter celebration, right?
上个礼拜我们复活节的感恩聚会。
It was full house.
那个整个教会也坐满了。
That was exciting. Praise God.
那是很兴奋。第一天
there was no place to sit, you know, so it was good.
Yeah, 很好的一天，那天没有位置坐。
So praise the Lord. But you know, we celebrate Jesus is alive all the days, right? Every day, right?
除了复活节，我们应该每天也都感恩为主耶稣的复活。
Do you remember the story that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead?
大家还记得耶稣令拉斯路复活吗？
But eventually, as far as I know, Lazarus passed away again.
但是拉斯路后来也在过生了。
But Jesus, he's still alive.
但是耶稣还在我们当中。
Amen. Praise the Lord. And so praise God. I appreciate Noah helping today so much. He won't say anything now.
Yeah, 谢谢大家。
Praise God. Let's turn in our scriptures today to Mark chapter 5.
大家翻开马可福音第五章。
Mark chapter 5 verse 21, and if you want to follow along in your phone or Bible, or I think we have them up here too.
第五章二十一章，二十一节。
Okay.
Is it
21? Mark 5:21. And we're going to start off here with Mark chapter 5 verse 21. We're going to read a lot of scriptures, okay?
今天我们会读很多的圣经。
So I'm going to ask Noah to read them, and I would like to ask you to read out loud with Noah as we read some of them, all right?
所以当我念的时候，大家请用中文跟我来念。你说广东话，说国语，一起念。
We're going to be sharing with you about believing God for the miraculous.
我今天想跟大家分享的是believing God in miraculous. 信主在一个神奇的作为 miraculous way. 相信神的奇迹。对。
Amen. So we're going to start today with Mark chapter 5 verse 21 through 24, and I'm going to ask Noah to go ahead and read that, and if you will read along out loud with him.
所以就请大家跟我一起念马可福音第五章二十一到二十四节。耶稣坐船又渡到那里去，就有许多人到他们聚集在管会堂的人名叫埃鲁来见耶稣，就伏伏在他前再三的请求，我的小女儿快死了，去按手在她身上，使她痊愈的活了。耶稣就和她同去，有许多人跟随拥挤她。
Man, how many know that Jesus' ministry was filled with miracles?
有多少人知道耶稣的耶稣的人生中充满许多的神迹呢？
Amen. This story is a leader who comes to Jesus. He was a synagogue ruler, and his daughter was very, very ill.
在这个故事中有一个有一个领袖来到耶稣的面前，而他的女儿十分的病危。
And the first point I want to share with you today is that our need can lead us to a greater level of faith.
就今天第一样东西想跟大家分享的是我们有时候我们的需求会带我们去另外一个灵里的一个等级，更多的需要。
And sometimes we wonder, why am I going through this problem?
有时候我们会想，为什么我要面对这样的困难呢？
But sometimes those problems give us an opportunity to call on God in a new way we never have before.
但是就正因为这些问题，我们需要更深一层的去求我们的主。
So this man comes to Jesus, and he's a ruler. He's a ruler. So he understands spiritual things, but he knew Jesus was the answer.
这个人是一个宗教的领袖，但是他明白，他也明白我们宗教里面灵里的需求，但是他相信耶稣是真正的答案。
So he comes to Jesus, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, and he says, Jesus, come pray for my daughter, she's dying.
就这个领袖在耶稣跟前伏伏在地的，跟耶稣说，主啊，求你帮我的女儿，我女儿快病死了。
That must have been really very sad.
那是一个很可悲的一幕。
And the Bible says Jesus went with him.
圣经说耶稣跟他一起去了。
I want to encourage you today that when Jesus goes with us, everything's going to be okay.
在这里就鼓励大家，当耶稣跟我们一起去，正同跟这个人一同去的时候，一切事都会平安。
Praise God. How many would like to see miracles from God?
多少人想在我们生命里见到主耶稣的大能呢？
And the people in the early church in the book of Acts, they prayed for signs and wonders to happen. They prayed for that.
就在圣经里面那段时期的圣徒就期盼着神迹的发生。
So some days I like to pray, God, I just pray for miraculous things to happen today.
就有时候我祷告的时候就想呼求主耶稣啊，今天求你让神迹发生在我身上。
But then I started to realize that a miracle usually means there's a problem.
但是每当我祈求神迹发生的时候，我正在面对困难。
So when we talk about miracles, that means there's some problems that we have encountered, right?
所以正当有困难的时候，我们才会祈求神迹。
But the miracle solves the problems.
但是神迹会解决这个困难。
There's different kinds of miracles that can take place, though.
但是有神迹发生在不同的程度上。
So in your daily life, God can do miracles, even saving you from a crazy driver out there sometimes is a miracle.
所以有时候神迹发生了，不一定是好像圣经说的，好像如果今天主耶稣在一个疯狂的一个驾驶者开着车，他请救了我们，那也是一个神迹。
Or maybe God gives you wisdom about a very difficult situation, and it was a miracle.
或者主耶稣给你一个智慧，当你面对问题的时候，给你一个智慧去解决那个问题。
About 4 or 5 years ago, my mother was very, had some health problems, and she still does, but she had to go into the hospital about 5 different times in a row.
在四五年前，我的母亲就有病，现在也是病，但她要去四五次，看医生看了四五次。
And there was finally a point there where I went home the last day or the last hospitalization to support my father.
在他最后一次住院的时候，我决定了回去就陪伴着我爸爸，一直在陪伴在我母亲身边的爸爸。
There was a point where my mother was on IV, but the doctors were saying we're going to have to release her.
当我妈妈还在吊这个盐水。在吊点滴的时候，医院竟然说我们要让他出院了。
And that's a problem because She's not eating food yet, so we're going to release her. What are we going to do?
所以当一切的进食还在点滴里面，当她营养还在点滴里面的时候，你说要医生要让她出院的时候，那我们该怎么办呢？
And they were recommending long-term care.
他们在医生同时也建议要把她送进这个长期治疗，就是老人院。
Or a feeding tube.
还有 要用食管去送，所以他不可以进食了，他用食管把食物送进。
But my sister and my father and I, we felt something else could happen for her, and we began to talk and pray.
我们一家人都为他很切的祷告，我们觉得神会帮助我们的。
And my sister was on their phone online and reminded us of a place, a Christian place that we could go to.
他的他的妹妹，他妹妹就在网上就查到有一个基督徒的这个治疗中心，他可以送他去。
So we got to go to a place, and this place said if she needs an IV, we can give you an IV.
所以他们去了这个地方的时候，他们说我们他如果需要点滴的话，我们可以的给他点滴。
And but she didn't need an IV, and she got to go to this place.
当时。医生说他不用点滴了，然后他就去了这个地方。
And then some said, "Oh, she'll probably never get out of here."
有一些人跟他说你妈妈进了这个老人院，应该就出不去了。
But she did get out of there.
但是最后她离开了。
And she's been home 4 or 5 years.
她现在已经在家里四五年了。
And my dad takes her to church in a wheelchair 3 times a week.
所以每个礼拜爸爸会推放妈妈在轮椅上去教会三次，一个礼拜去三次。
As he pastors the church there.
当然他也是主堂的牧师。
So to me, that was a miracle.
对我来说那是一个神迹。
So there's different kinds of miracles that can happen in your life.
所以在我们人生当中有不同程度的神迹。
Let's believe God for signs and wonders.
所以当我们当相信在主耶稣里面为这些神迹相信在
the very basic idea of a miracle is that it looks impossible
最基本的一个神迹就是在我们眼中看为是不可能的事
but how many know all things are possible with God
但是我们也知道在神里面一切都是可能的
now I want to go to another verse here go ahead
让我们去另外一节的圣经
Mark chapter 5, verse 24 through 29. And I'd like to ask Noah if he could read that, if you could read along with him.
就第五章24到29节。我们一起来念中文。耶稣就和他同去，有许多人跟随拥挤他。有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽他一切。不好，便是反倒更重了。他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来砸在众人中间，抹耶稣的衣裳，意思说：“我只抹他的衣裳，就必痊愈。”于是他血漏源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。
So the second point I want to share with you is this: faith is the way.To access the blessing of God.
所以第一节我第二个点我要跟大家分享的是，就是要相信才可以得着神的祝福。
So as Jesus is going with this ruler to pray for this daughter, something very unusual happens here.
当耶稣跟从这个领袖去他家要见他女儿的时候，有一些不寻常的事发生了。
And this lady is following Jesus, and she's in this crowd, and she's saying to herself, "I must touch Jesus' garments."
就在这个人群拥挤着耶稣当中，有一个女人说：“我一定要碰到耶稣的衣裳。”
And she had been sick for 12 years.
这个女人已经病了12年。
And spent all of her money, and the doctors couldn't help her anymore.
就这个女人已经花尽了一生的金钱，也得不着医治。
So the medical field is awesome, but they will be the first to tell you they have limits to what they can do.
当就是医学再好，但是他们还是有一个尽头，说我们这不能再帮你了。
But I want to remind you today that just because the medical world has limits, don't forget that God does not have limits.
就是正当我们人的医学有一个尽头的时候，大家不要忘记我们神是没有尽头的。
Praise God. How many know that? God doesn't have a limit.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord. And so this lady, she thought to herself, if I can just touch his garment, I will be healed.
所以这个女人相信，我只要碰一碰耶稣的衣裳，我就可以得到医治。
And that's exactly what happened to her.
真正的这个事情发生了。
She pressed through the crowd, she touched his garment, and she was healed.
就这个女人一直挤在人群当中，最后真的摸着了耶稣的衣裳。
Now, that's amazing, because that's very interesting, because it's a little different than what we normally see happen.
所以这个跟我们平常会发生的事有一点不一样。
And the reason I say that is that usually Jesus is talking to the person and then, you know, he heals them. But in this situation, he didn't even know. Well, he may have known, but he wasn't talking to her. She was reaching out without him knowing.
就是在我们所读的故事当中，常常的是耶稣一对一的跟一个需求，他跟他祝福了，就帮助那个人。但这个不寻常的地方是，这个女人自己去自己做自己的事，就用自己相信的得着了医治。
So it was her proactive faith that caused the response of the Lord to heal her. Her faith reached out.
她的信心给她一个主动的行为，就令她得着了医治。
So that's very interesting. Now I want to look at something else here in the next scripture.We're going to go to verse number 30 and read verses 30-34.
我们一起来念30-34节。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说，谁抹我的衣裳？门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤，你还说谁抹我呢？耶稣周围观看，要见这做这事的女人。那女人知道在身所成的事，就恐惧站来伏佛跟前，将实情全告诉他。耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
So Jesus knew power had come out of him. Jesus knew that.
So, 耶稣他知道能力从自己身上出去了。
So he turns around and says, "Who touched my clothes?"
所以他当他回过头是说，谁摸了我？
So he realized the power of God went out to someone.
所以他在自己的身上感受到神的能力从自己的身上出去了。
The power of God is.There's times that you can really feel it. You can sense the power of God.
So, 有时候我们当中也可以感受到神的能力在我们当中。
And the disciples said, "There's all these people here pressing around you, and you're asking, 'Who touched you?'" It didn't make any sense to them.
所以当门徒在这个事情当中说，碰到耶稣的有很多人，因为很多人拥挤着耶稣，但是。这个能力却在他身上出去了。
But he knew someone had touched him, so finally this lady came forward and bowed before him and said, told him what happened.
所以他知道有一个特别的事情在身上发生的时候，他回过头跟众人说，然后这个女人就出来就告诉耶稣说，是我碰了你。
Then Jesus told her to go and you're healed. Your faith has made you whole.
所以他们也没有交代任何事的时候，耶稣就跟他说，哦，你的信救了你。
Oh, that's amazing.
是那个很奇妙的事情。
So it started in the spirit in her heart faith in God, but then it came into reality. She was physically healed.
对，从一个心中的一个相信，导致到她在现实中得着医治。
So our faith in the Lord can see situations change. It starts in the spirit, but then the circumstances can start to change.
所以我们在心中的信心是很重要的，因为它可以导致我们在现实中得到神的医治。
Praise God. How many know that God is able to do these things?
所以大家说多少人相信神是可以做这种事情的。
So always don't give up. Don't give up because God is able to turn situations around.
所以大家不要放弃，因为神可以把事情，神可以帮助我们。
And her faith had made her whole.
她的信心救了她。
And so they continued on their way, and I want to go to our third point here. As they were going on their way to the little girl, something else happened.
所以当他们在这个路上去见这个女儿，这个领袖的女儿的时候，另外一件事情发生了。
Some people came to Jesus and at that moment and said, don't bother, they were telling the ruler, don't bother Jesus anymore because your daughter has passed away, she's dead.
所以另外一件事情发生的是，他们还没到的时候，有人就走出来跟这个管会堂的说，你女儿已经死了，不用去了。
And the third point I want to give you today is this, that obstacles can become the ingredients for our testimony.
所以第三点我想跟大家分享的是，这个我们认为的障碍可以成为见证主大能的材料。
So what happened was that Jesus told this man, he gave a word to this man after they heard the news.
所以当耶稣在听到这会堂的人跟他说的时候，他答应了他，他会帮助他。
Sometimes you hear some news or you hear a circumstance in your life or see something, sometimes then we need to hear the word of the Lord as to how to respond to the situation.
有时候我们在人生中听到我们会面对的一些事情的时候，我们也要想一想，神会对我们说什么呢？
Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe.
耶稣说过，不要害怕，只要相信。
Just believe.
只要相信。
How do you say that?
只要相信。
Let's say that together, just believe.
大家一起说，只要相信。
I can't say that, sorry. All right, just believe, don't give up.
不要放弃，只要相信。
And so they went to the home, and let's read the last part here, verse 37 through 43.
我们一起念37到43。于是和雅各的兄弟约翰同去，不许别人跟随他。他们来到管会堂的家里，耶稣看见那里乱嚷，并没有人大大的哭泣哀嚎，进到里面就对他们说，为什么乱嚷哭泣呢？孩子不是死了，是睡着了。他们就是笑，窃笑，就把他们都碰出去，就带着孩子的父母跟随的人进了孩子所在的地方，就拉着孩子的手对他说，大力大力米翻出来，就是闺女，我吩咐你起来。那闺女乐时起，他们就大大的惊奇，闺女已经12岁了。耶稣切切地祝福他们说，不要叫人知道这事，又吩咐给他东西吃。
Praise God.
谢主。
Now, in verse 36, whenever they told Jesus that there's no need to come anymore.
在36节的时候，他们跟耶稣说不用再来了。
Be careful what voices you listen to in your life.
所以在人生当中，当有人好像这样的说啊，同样的事情，哦，你不要做一些事情的时候，你要小心。
Because Jesus ignored this, and he said, don't be afraid, just believe.
所以当耶稣听到这个事的时候，他说不要害怕，只要相信。
So he came to the house, and there was wailing and commotion, and Jesus said, what is all of this commotion now?
所以当耶稣去到那里的时候，就有人在那边大叫，大声的哭泣。
And he said the child is not dead, but asleep.
跟大家说，小孩并没有死了，就只是在睡着了。
And they laughed at him.
大家都笑耶稣。
I want to tell you today, when you believe in Jesus, not everybody will understand your viewpoint.
所以我想跟大家分享的是，当我们相信主耶稣的时候，我们周围的人不一定明白我们。
As a matter of fact, around the world, we keep seeing more and more persecution of Christians.
相反的，在世界上，我们看到越来越多对基督徒的逼迫。
But Jesus was not afraid of the situation, and he put them all out of the house except for the family and the disciples.
耶稣并没有惧怕这么多人在这里哀嚎，他相反的把他们全部赶出去，就留他这女儿的家人在那边。
Sometimes we got to put out of our life things that are hindering our faith.
就在这个事情上，我们看到，当然这是可能是亲戚啊什么，耶稣把他们全部赶走了。我们有时候在我们的人生中，有一些东西我们要去做一些事情的时候，我们要把东西分开来。
So this father must have been really feeling a lot of pressure now to keep believing and obstacles in the way, but we will see that those just became a great testimony of how God blessed him and helped him.
在这件事情上，我们看到管会堂的人，他要赶到耶稣那里，他要进到人群当中，他要带耶稣出去，然后再面对着他那个信息说你的女儿死了，他面对这么多的障碍，但是这真正是这么多的障碍见证了主耶稣的大能。
So Jesus spoke to the little girl and said, little girl, get up.
所以主耶稣对小女孩说，女孩你起来。
And she got up.
那女孩就起来了。
And he said, give her something to eat.
耶稣说给她东西吃。
That's what happened.
就这样发生了。
So I want to choose to believe God can do amazing things.
所以我宁愿相信神可以做大能的事。
There's a lot of obstacles that can get in the way of our faith. Yes.
在我们信仰上我们可以面对很多的障碍。
When I'm driving over here, sometimes there's a lot of traffic.
所以当我驾车在教会的途中，有时候很大的堵车。
And I see the HOV lane to my left, and I wish I could drive in the HOV lane.
有时候我看到在旁有一个多人有多三个人以上才可以驾的，我有时候很想我自己一个驾在那条路上面。
So I'm usually by myself, so I can't drive over there.
因为我一个人我在驾在上面就是犯法的。
Well, I think I see people doing that, but anyway. So when the word of God is with you and faith is with you and they're riding with me, the word of God and faith,I can get in that super faith lane and start to believe God over all these obstacles that are in my way.
当主耶稣的话语还有我的信心在我身上，我就可以好像驾在那个无人驾的道路上。
Don't let the obstacles stop you, but let your faith reach out to a new level in the Lord.
是不要让你的障碍成为你人生阻挡你的，你要因为这些障碍以相信神，令到这些障碍成为荣耀神的一点。
If I went out to my car and somebody was sitting in my car, I'm not going to get in the passenger seat and say, okay, where are we going?
如果我去到我的车上的时候，我看到有人已经坐在驾驶位的上，我不会坐在他旁边说 okay, 那我们现在要去哪。
I'm going to say, what's going on? Or I'm going to call the police or something, right?
就我要解决这个问题，就是说你为什么坐在我的车上。
I'm not going to just let that person start driving me around.
所以不会就因为这个人坐在我车上，我就让他驾驶我的车带我去一些奇怪的地方。
So do we let doubt start driving us around? Do we let disappointment start driving us around? Do we let discouragement start driving our faith around?
所以当我们人生中我们有恐惧，我们有疑惑的时候，我们会不会让这些疑惑带领我们要走的路上呢？
No, we're going to let the word of God drive us.
所以我们又要把主的话放在这个驾驶位上。
We're going to let faith drive us.
我们要用我们的相信神的，我们要相信神，让他坐在驾驶位上。
Faith, hope, and love drive us.
信望爱，我们要让神的信望爱来驾驶我们。
That's going to guide my faith, not my circumstances.
所以我们要让神的话驾驶我们的人生，不是让我们的怀疑。
So nothing is too great, nothing is too hard for the Lord. And I want to encourage you today, don't let anything or anyone hijack your faith and pull your faith away.
没有，对神没有难成的事，我们不要让我们人生中一些困难在颠覆了我们在人生的路上。
Praise God. We're going to sing a song in just a minute. I'd like to ask our musicians to come and could begin playing.
我们会很快唱一首诗歌。
As I think about this story today, it encourages me to realize that God will respond. God will respond when our faith reaches out.
所以我在今天为大家分享的是，我想说，当我们呼求的时候，神会回应。
And also, for your life, for your family, for your people that you know, your friends, but also for this world.
所以神会回应我们的呼求，对于我们在我们的家人，还有这个世界。
Because this world needs to see the real power of God.
因为这个世界上需要神的大能。
And God has, if you know Jesus, God has anointed you to go out and be His representative.
如果当我们当中你已经认识了主耶稣的，神已经高牧你去让说这个福音。
And we need to believe God that God will use us in our world to show people the power of God.
Yeah, 我们要相信主，主是给了我们大能，去彰显神的大能在这个世界上。
This is not something that is just for the, for a pastor or a leader. This is for all of us to be seeking the Lord.
这个神给的大能，并不是只有给了牧师的，是给了我们一众的信徒。
Praise God, it is real.
是真的。
And God wants to help you.And God wants you to be an instrument to help other people.
所以神是要我们成为一个他的器皿，去帮助其他的人。
And we're going to sing a song in just a second, but just before we do, I want to pray. I want to say a prayer right now. Can we just say a prayer?
在还没唱歌之前，想为大家祷告。
And if you're here today, and you have notreally said you want to follow Jesus with all of your heart today, but you've decided today you would like to do that. I just want to say a prayer for you.
如果你在位置上，但是你还没有完全的相信主耶稣，那现在我要为你做一个祷告。
As a matter of fact, I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm just going to encourage you to pray that prayer in your heart today.
所以我想在你是在你的位置上，我要为你祷告，and 你跟我做这一个祷告。
If you need to make a decision to give yourself to Jesus today, I would like you to just say this prayer in your heart.
所以你想为把自己奉献在神的面前的时候，我想你跟我做一个祷告。
Lord Jesus, come into my life.
主耶稣，请你来到我的生命。
Forgive me of all my wrongs.
求你赦免我一切的过错。
I believe you died for me.
我相信你为我死了。
That you rose from the dead.
但你复活了。
And I want to serve you, Lord.
我要为你工作。
I'm giving my life to you.
我要给你我的生命。
In Jesus' name.
感谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And if you prayed that prayer today, I would like to talk to you after church to give you some Bible verses.
所以如果你做了这个祷告，我想你聚会完了，来，我给你一些经文。
To encourage you in the Lord.
在这个主的道上勉励你。
Now, we're going to sing a song together this time.
所以请我们一起唱一首诗歌。
We want to have a time of prayer for anybody who would like to have prayer. And we'll just kind of keep the music going and just keep worshiping the Lord for a few minutes. And if you would like prayer for anything, healing or any area, we're going to sing it again, just maybe that chorus part. And I just want to invite you to come down. We want to join you in prayer.
如果你想要任何为任何事情祷告，就请在音乐再一次的时候，请大家来到台前，我会为你们祷告，任何事都可以祷告。